back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Savannah, Georgia. That's right. We're live here in Savannah, Georgia. We're live in the new ESPN studio in the Savannah Mall. People walking out. Mall's starting to open up. Stores starting to turn on lights. And, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day here in Savannah, Georgia to get out there and do some stuff. Football games were changed. But this team was affected by Hurricane Irma. They only had 2 days to practice, okay, to get ready for a very, very good Swainsboro team who last couple of years have been on a downslide. They went out to Swainsboro. They had a big win last night, 30-18. Travis Blackshear, a big pickoff with 14 seconds to go in a game, whatever it may be. And the week before, this young man was 12 for 24, threw for 201 yards, threw for two touchdowns, been having a great year. He's been the starting quarterback now. This is his third season. He won it as a sophomore, guided the team, and he's not just a manager. He gets to call plays. He gets to throw the ball, and I was pretty impressed. We did the game. It was the ESPN Game Day High School Game of the Week when they took on St. Pius, and first time I've seen him run, and he ran pretty good, so he's not afraid to tuck the ball. But he's done a great job. And last year, I mean, he was the Region 2A Offensive Player of the Year. He was the 2016 Savannah Morning News All Savannah Area First Team Quarterback. And then the AJC had him as the second team AA All State Quarterback on the second team. So a lot of accolades. You want to talk about a student? He didn't know I was going to say this, but he has a 4.0 average. 1,300 on his SAT, so he can go anywhere he wants to go to play football, and there are so many schools out there. Just here's what he's got his offers so far: Army, Davidson, and Concord. Then you got interests from the Citadel, Columbia, Yale, Furman, Navy, Harvard, Princeton, Southern Miss, Tennessee Martin, UAB, Brown, Air Force. You could say he's an Ivy League kid right here, but he enjoys what he's doing. He's having a great career, and you know, he's not just, like I said, a quarterback just manages and hands the ball off. The kid knows the game. He can go up there and call his own plays. So as a coach, and yes, I've 16 years a head coach, 31 years coaching football, when you get a kid that can play quarterback and go up to the line of scrimmage and change the play and you're not worried about it, that's something special. And every high school coach, offense coordinator would like to have that. And that's why he's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Joining me here live in the ESPN studio, senior quarterback from Benedictine Military School, Nick Iannone. Nick, great job. Finally got you in here, and it's nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I've been watching you play for the last 3 years. Nobody knew your sophomore year who was going to be the starting quarterback until Coach Britt announced it, and everybody said, well, is this young guy going to be able to fill the shoes of Stevie Powers? Well, watching Stevie Powers play and you grasping onto the system, you've done a great job, and you filled that role great.
Well, thank you. I think I just worked really hard and listen to my coaches and just done what I needed to do.
Do what you got to do, and you can go pretty far, right?
Yes, sir.
So football had to start somewhere. You know, most of the kids either come from Blessed Sacrament, St. James, St. Peter's. So that's just middle school. When did you pick up the football? When did you say, I'm going to be a quarterback?
When I was 6 years old, I played my first organized tackle football. I'd always played in the yard, obviously, with my little brother and my dad. But when I was 6 years old, I started playing for Tulane Tigers. And quarterback, nose guard, everything you could imagine at that age.
Hold. You were the quarterback and the nose guard.
Yeah, we just threw over anybody, anywhere, you know. Just playing linebacker, nose guard, receiver, you know.
I don't think you're going to be doing that over at BC.
I don't think so either.
But anyway, I mean, just throw you in there. But so football is a tough game. I mean, you're either going to take the beating or you're going to give it. You're going to hit somebody hard. I mean, what does Nick Iannone like so much about football?
You know, I love that it's team sport. I love the camaraderie, you know, the guys, we all love each other as brothers. You know, it's kind of cliche, but you know, we really do. I love that it is a team sport, that individuals can affect the outcome of a game so greatly, positively or negatively. If you are an individual player who just wants to be me, you can hurt the team a lot. But if you want to go and do what the coaches say, you know, you can help your team win and be very successful for the whole season. That's what I love about it.
You've been playing quarterback now. This is your third year at BC, and you know, people don't really know. You know, they look at your stats, and it's mainly all passing stats. But you got to be able to read defenses. You got to be able, like you said, to be a leader, get your team to follow you. Coming in and, you know, taking the reins from Stevie Powers, who also won a state championship in football and baseball. If I had to talk to Danny Britt, and I said, Coach, tell me what Nick Iannone's best football skill is, what would he tell me?
I'm a student of the game. I believe that I can read defenses very well. I can go back to the sideline and talk to the coaches, talking about they're doing this, let's try this. And obviously they're going to do what's best for us, but they'll also listen to me. I believe I can make the throws that they ask me to do, read my progressions, and just do what's best for the team and put us in the best space to win.
Well, that's something special to have. When you can see the play before it even happens, that's that's a coach's dream. I've had a couple of kids on my teams that, you know, if they came to me and said to me, Coach, well, we see this, I'm going to go with you because you guys are on the field. I'm not. I'm sitting off to the sideline or I'm up in the booth. I'm the eye in the sky. So football's a tough game. You have to be bigger, faster, stronger. You have to get into routines. And looking at your bio on the recruiting website, you were invited to go to the Nike opening camp and the Under Armour All-American camp. Kids do a lot to make them better. What routine or what did you do to make yourself a better quarterback coming into the season?
Well, you know, early mornings, you know, just doing our summer workouts every single day. You know, I don't skip anything, go every day with my team. It's the extra stuff, you know. Everybody's going to do that, but you have to be willing to do extra footwork, do extra camps to get yourself better. You got to be able to practice learning defenses with the coaches. Coach Phillips helped me out a lot. He helped me learn defense. We sat down at the end of school last year in spring ball, and he just go over different cover two, cover three, cover one, press man, all this stuff. And it's a difference, I think, that I need to take the next jump in my ability to be able to learn defense. It's not just be able to play football.
So it's just as important mentally as it is physically.
Oh, no doubt about
so
it.
So you've prepared yourself well for both of those. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report here, right here on ESPN Radio. I'm talking to starting quarterback from Benedictine, Nick Iannone. He is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Well, you know, going into the season, any personal goals? Well, we know the team goal for you guys is to win the whole thing again. How about a personal goal?
Well, you know, I wanted to be the best leader and quarterback I could be for my team. I think that a team or any organization is only as good as its leaders, and I didn't want to end my senior year and be like, man, we should have had better leaders, or that was a disappointment. We could have been really good. So that's going into my season. Just want to be the best leader I could be and be the best quarterback throwing, mentally, whatever I got to do for these guys to help us win as many games as we can. And obviously stats are stats, but as long as we're winning, I know that stats will be coming. And I just want to be the best quarterback for my team.
Team first, that's the way it's got to be. I agree with you, and be the best at your position. We hear about Benedictine, the tradition. It's been around since 1902. You guys finally got your first school championship in 2014. Can't believe over 100 years before you guys won a championship, the way that, you know, the tradition is over there. What's it like playing quarterback for the Benedictine Cadets?
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie to you and say sophomore year I wasn't nervous. You know, I was worried about things that I shouldn't have been worried about. I was worried about what are people going to think? Am I going to be good enough? Blah, blah, blah. Then I realized, you know, after game one, Calvary and GAC would beat him. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm good enough. I've worked my tail off. And, you know, I put that all aside. I'm like, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to work my tail off, and we're going to win. Coach Britt and the other coach are going to put us in the best opportunity to win. And I love playing for BC. I love the fans. I love my school. My dad graduated, my uncle. So I'm extremely proud to go to BC. And it's honestly just kind of a dream come true ever since I've been little, to be able to play for the school.
And like you said, since you've been a little kid and you look up to that, and what middle school did you go to?
Iowa Blessed Sacrament.
Blessed Sacrament. Yes, so sir. You know that's the feeder school, one of the feeder schools for Benedictine. So it's always been in the back of your mind to do that. But you've got a coach now that has turned that program around. I remember when he came in the year before, they were 1-9. They went 5-5. They kicked the field goal at Garden City against Groves to make the playoffs. Just the guy loves football. Tell us, what is Coach Britt really like out there for you guys?
Well, he's intense, and he's extremely focused at all the time, but the thing is he loves us. You know, I was very fortunate to have my father coach me up until high school, but now Coach Britt's like another father figure to us. You know, I wouldn't want another guy coaching us. He cares so much about us and winning as a team the right way. He doesn't, no cheap shots, no nothing. We're going to win the right way. No excuses, no. We only had 2 days of practice. We got to play Benedictine football every day, all day. You know, he means so much to us, the amount of work he puts in for us, and the amount of just he cares about us so much, and we're just so blessed to have him in the program and everything. And he really, I think, is the best high school football coach, Southeast, maybe in the country. I mean, I'll
he does a great job, and, you know, I can second that because my youngest son played at Calvary when he was only the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And he loves the man to death. I mean, it was a tough love, intense. You make a mistake, you know that Coach Britt was going to straighten it out. Just, you know, but the thing is, he's a player's coach.
Oh, no doubt about it.
He loves his kids. So, I mean, you got all these schools looking at you. Any specific school you're leaning towards, like Army? You already got offers from Army, Davidson, Concord, and we know that Jeff Munkin just signed an extension to stay at Army. Is that in your future, or are you just going to take it until you finally realize what's the best fit for Nick Iannone?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you had to make a decision right now, you have to pick one of the three. You know, I've loved Davidson, Army, and Concord. I really, really enjoyed Army. But again, like you said, I'm just going to enjoy my senior season and wait for it in the end and whatever comes of it. And if not, I think I have three great choices that I would be a great fit for.
All right, two last questions. Going to BC, what's it been like?
Oh, I love it. You know, freshman year, I came in wide-eyed, you know, a little freshman in the big pond, you know. But, you know, the brotherhood is really a real thing. It's not what we say. It's kind of how we do it, you know.
Right.
I love these guys. I love my teachers and my classes, my coaches. It's meant so much to me because I've been around it since I was little. My dad went there, my uncle, and so I just hear about their stories and being able to make my own stories and my own path. I've really enjoyed it. I love BC.
All right, now, football's over. You've gone to college. You've made it to wherever you made it. What do you want to do after football's over?
Yeah, I want to be able to do something that I love. You know, obviously, I like to do something that makes good money, that I can live comfortably, but I'd rather do something that's meaningful and get to help somebody, whether that be in the world or just our local community, and I just want to be happy with all I'm doing.
You've done a great job. You've made a name for yourself. Like you said, you were that wide-eyed freshman coming in sophomore year. You were trying to please everybody, that you could finally realize that it was about the team, not you, and you've done a great job. And like I said, the Southeast Bullet game, off the charts, thrown for over 200 yards, three touchdowns, great job. And that's why Nick Iannone is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for September 16th from Benedictine Military Football. Well, it should have said Benedictine Military School Football, but it happens. You still got BC on there. Great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, hold on right here. We got to thank the man that does that. That's, of course, this man's been with me since day one. Since 2010, he's been the sponsor of my Athlete of the Week, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And you can take a trip on Tuesdays and Thursdays to Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. You're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. We'll be right back after this.